Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lee Richard. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard bunts towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado throws to second for one, and Andrews throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Smith moves to second. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Josephson reaches second base with a double. Scott moves to third. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is called out on strikes. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peters for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 1 in the game. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Egan and he is safe. Yastrzemski steals second. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Richard. Petrocelli reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 0 for 1 in the game. LaHewitt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Griffin moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Richard. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Griffin scores. Peters moves to third. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Pat Jaquez now pitching. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jaquez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Magnuson now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Richard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Smith. Williams reaches second base with a double. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 1 in the game. Egan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Morales pinch hits for Jim Magnuson. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is hit by the pitch. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 2 in the game. Richard hits a fly ball into right field. La Hewitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Keeley now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Josephson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe La Hewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Hewitt is 0 for 2 in the game. La Hewitt hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Keeley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Rich McKinney pinch hits for Rick Reichardt. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney takes first base on ball 4. Melton moves to second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Egan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney now playing right field. Walt Williams now playing left field. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Keeley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-3 in the game. Richard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Andrews hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 4, Red Sox, 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Bolin now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Petrocelli hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Egan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Josephson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Egan hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to second. Ed Hermann pinch hits for Steve Keeley. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Eddie now pitching. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 0-for-3 in the game. LaHewitt hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats LaHewitt for the out. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Griffin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Andrews reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Galliano pinch hits for Sparky Lyle. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Galliano moves to second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-4 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Galliano moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Galliano scores. Aparicio moves to third. Smith moves to second. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Vicente Romo now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Tatum now pitching. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tatum fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. he's got two RBIs. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.